They don't face God before they face men and find out what God has for them to do and the responsibility that He requires of them. Neither do they wait for God to burn the message of His word in their hearts, that when they speak, they're like Jeremiah of old in Jeremiah 15 when he says, I won't prophesy anymore in His name. But His word was in my heart like a fire in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I couldn't quit from prophesying the word of God. Lord, the word of God is almost contemptible today. Tell the women how to dress. Tell couples how to get along with each other. You read in the Bible how to rear the children, how you're supposed to whip them. Well, the Bible say that, Proverbs 13 and 24. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes or many times. Oh, I don't believe that. Quote Ephesians 2:22, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Oh, I don't believe that. These old preachers like a bunch of dumb dogs. They don't get up and preach on it. That's the reason why families are being all tore up and divorced, remarriage, lust, adultery, every other form of ungodliness creeping into the church. Tell women to dress holy. Praise God. Get out of them stinking pantsuits and mini skirts and old jewelry and all that junk they've got to use like a Jezebel. In most Pentecostal churches today, there's enough of jewelry hanging on women to build a golden calf like it was in the days of Moses. And there's no prophet up there to rebuke them for it. Amen. Brother, I rebuked them for it. That's why we're out here in the woods. They said, you're going to get out or we're going to throw you out. So I said, well, I'll go peacefully. Praise God. I'll go peacefully. Do you think this deacon here in the early church, we're going to have a church back like the early church before God's through with us and these judgments coming to this country. Church is going to be renovated. The church is going to be chastened. Judgment's going to come on the preachers, many, many others. Do you think this deacon was out of order? What if he was a deacon in the church today? How far you think he'd get? Old Brother Stephen. He was one that the Holy Ghost chose. Listen at him preaching before he got stoned to death. In Acts 7:51. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets have your fathers not persecuted? Every time you see a man of God come along as a prophet, don't care about your money. Don't care about your popularity. He don't care if he don't eat with you or drink with you. He don't care whether you like him or not. But God somehow moves on somebody to help him to get his voice lifted up. And God speaks of the voice of the prophets all through even the New Testament. You think you don't talk about the voice of the prophets? Listen to this. Acts 13:26. Men and children of the stock of Abraham, whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. For they that dwell at Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not, that's Christ, nor yet the voices of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled in condemning him. The voice of them prophets were present in the early church. You want to see another one? Same chapter. I guess I should have got it while I was right there. 13th chapter. Old Paul preaching. Remember now. Down to verse 40. He says, now therefore, beware, lest that come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets. Where did them guys in the early church preach from? Did they have a New Testament like I've got here before me? No way they didn't have no New Testament. That came many, even decades later. You know what they preached out of? The prophets. The Old Testament prophets. And it brought more grace than we've got today. We call it, ooh, you know, the prophets. How in the world do you think we're built? Ephesians 2 and 20 said you're built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Amen. That means the word of the Old Testament prophets and the New Testament apostles, their word, we're built on that foundation, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Jesus is not the foundation. He's the cornerstone. We're built on the foundation of the word of the Old Testament prophets and the New Testament apostles, or you don't have a foundation. All right? Old Brother Stephen, he's out here calling these guys stiff-necked and uncircumcised. Said, you killed all the prophets, you sorry rascals. Man, what kind of reaction and response did he get? He said, now, said, you've condemned the just one of whom you're now the betrayers and murderers. You received the law by angels and you haven't kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart and gnashed on him with their teeth. Boy, they love prophets, don't they? Somebody straighten them up. Somebody tell you what your sins are when you won't listen to some pantywaist preacher. God's going to have a few men in America who's going to preach it whether you like it or not, and it's going to get to you, and whether you like it or not, it's still going to get to you. God's going to magnify it and get it to you somehow. Amen. You'll be going down the road someday and get mesmerized and pick me up preaching. Now, I don't like that codger, but I'm going to listen to him, just see what he says. I'm going to hear what he says, Brother Brown. Boy, there's a lot of folks do that all over the country. They see a magazine laying around. We get letters like this all over. We got a letter from, we up there in Washington State this week. This lady had found a magazine. She said, oh my Lord, I've been wondering if there's any preachers left, like whoever wrote that. Well, I wrote it by Holy Ghost anointing. Got one in New York. She said, I was riding the subway and found one of your magazines on there and began to read it. And something got a hold of me. Nothing wrote, says, I heard you on the radio. Never heard you before. When I heard that voice, I knew there was something different. I hadn't heard it like that kind of voice on radio. You spoke with authority. See, a prophet speaks with authority. Don't give a hoot whether you like it or not. I'm not looking for popularity. I wasn't looking for this place when God put it in my hands and gave it. That little old storefront building over there 6 years ago over on Southside. I was satisfied. I was preaching all over the country on radio and publishing a magazine and showing God's people their sins and telling them they're going in 3.5 years of tribulation, which they are, to purge the church and bring it back to the status of the early church of Jesus Christ and have some apostles and prophets and some real men of God, some elders out of the laymen that will hold up the standard of holiness. See, the preachers today have let down the standard. Codgers ain't holding up the standard of holiness. Most of them's let their old ladies or their daughter-in-laws or daughters of somebody come in and bring Jezebel and their customs right in the church. It ain't going to get in this church. If they can sit here and stand me preaching, they're welcome as they can be. We don't ask them to leave. They're either going to burn that paint off, clean them up, or else they'll leave. Then God can take care of them and deal with them, convict them, judge them, whatever he wants to do for them. But I get one shot at anybody, I don't miss that opportunity. Praise the Lord. Acts the 19th chapter shows another wonderful characteristic of a prophet of God. You know, Paul was a prophet as well as an apostle. You read that in Acts the 13th chapter. You don't believe it? Turn right there, Acts 13:1. There were in the church that was in Antioch certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas and Simeon and Niger and Lucius and Manion and Herod and Saul. Who's Paul? Praise God. He was a prophet and a teacher as well as an apostle. Now that fellow here in the 19th chapter of Acts, verse 8, said he went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months. He went into the local church as long as they'd let him, persuading things concerning the kingdom of God. But when divers were hardened, that many of them church members got antagonistic. Why? And didn't believe what he was preaching and teaching, but spake evil of that way before the multitude. He departed from them, and what did he do? He separated the disciples that believed the holiness that man was teaching. He didn't leave them holiest people and they're all mixed up. That's what's wrong with churches today, a mixed multitude. Praise God. I'd like to get to be general overseer about a year. I'd separate them. I'd have more heads laying out there at the gate of headquarters than you ever seen. Be worse than Jehu. Boy, he stacked the heads up and it put fear in him other preachers back in his day. Did you ever read that in 2 Kings, the 9th and 10th chapters? Old Jehu got them heads of them fellas and put 42 of them up at the gate of the headquarters of the church. Woo-wee! Boy, them other preachers didn't want no part of Jehu. He said, come with me and see my zeal for the Lord. And he destroyed Baal out of the church. He got rid of idolatry. He got rid of them Jezebels. I wouldn't be surprised someday the church of God don't send for me to come back and be the leader. They can't hardly keep one. They fool around, monkey around, get thrown out of the church for adultery or something or another. I want the day to come and want somebody in there to cut the heads of them young Turks off and turn that church back to holiness. It's a great church, brother and sister, but they've gone the way of the world. Too many Jezebels and Balaams and Diotrephes. Too many Hollywood Christians, Hollywood preachers. I'd like to be in there just 1 year. I'd straighten them out and then back off and just be a servant. I'd cut off them codgers' heads and stack them at the gate of the headquarters. They had an earthquake up there, you know, the other day and shook the headquarters up a little bit. Don't get worse than that if they don't get shook up by the Holy Ghost. I'm not against them. I'm for them for straightening them out. And they sure do need it. My God, use me. Please don't refuse me. And Paul said he separated the disciples and went to the school of Tyrannus and taught them for 2 full years that all Asia heard the word of God. Both the Jews and the Gentiles heard Paul's message. Everybody didn't have that message. There was plenty of preachers around there preaching, hollering, and squalling. But they didn't have the message that man had. They didn't have the courage that man had. They didn't have the dogmatism and audacity that man had. That man didn't give a hoot whether you believed it or not. He still preached it. He didn't care whether you hated him or loved him. He still preached it. He lifted up his voice like a trumpet and showed those people their transgressions and sins. Many times he'd get run out of town. Now I want to listen. I want to close with this warning about this heresy that's got in the church today. And we'll close with this from Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heirs of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. The Lord wasn't talking about prophets themselves. He was talking about God spoke through the books of the prophets that were read every Sabbath day in the synagogues